Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, we're on. We're switching to English again.
Yeah.
We have another week now when there's no natural of the Englishman here. James McKay is dead.
Yeah.
He died again.
And now he's a superstar. So
yeah, but he's coming soon.
Yeah.
But with us we have a recurrent face.
Yeah.
Voice. Say something.
Could you introduce the guest?
Yeah.
Why do you always do this?
Why don't you do
no,
that?
But,
if you...
what,
okay, we have...
Ta-da-da-da-da-da!
Anders Boat is back.
Woo! Thank you. That was...
Shitty club searcher, according to Mrs. Sonneby. But,
yeah.
Which was a funny day. How's it going?
I'm almost in agreement with the club. Like, we are talking with each other and we are getting closer, but I don't want to say anything is... 100% before I sign the papers.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm getting closer.
Could you tell us if it's in Sweden?
It's not in Sweden.
It's not in Sweden.
I told you.
No.
That's, yeah.
Okay. Because I was very curious. I need to find out. At least not on the pod, but afterwards. I was like, well, we'll see. I don't think it's going to give it away.
Okay.
But
cool,
it's not
cool,
Yeah, because we discussed that. We were guessing, and I felt it wasn't Sweden.
Are you feeling, like, tensed? Do you just want this to be, like, over and done?
Yeah, and also like this is like a club, like realistic dream club.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
So this would be really good, but like always, I don't want to like clap my hands or
no,
do anything before it's signed, and that's how the football.
But is it so? It's really close. Could you? So okay. Generally, in these kind of situations, what is the reason for prolonging? Because you're a free agent right now.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's always like. Anything can happen.
Okay.
Like a player in the team can get injured, a player can get sold, and they need to buy another player. And the president can say, I don't want him. So there are like 10 things that can happen.
Okay.
So we are getting closer, but before anything is signed, and I don't want to rush into the happiness.
It.
Yeah.
We're happy to hear that.
Okay. Yeah.
I see that.
Don't get injured.
No,
these
don't
coming
get
days.
Injured. Yeah,
just
exactly.
Don't fall on the snow or
exactly.
Because it's cold outside. Don't get ice on your head or anything. Just...
And even though it was late, I ran here. I almost fell in
Bondegatan.
Oh, look what shoes you're wearing. Of course you're going to fall. And no socks. Are you insane? You really think you're in Bahamas at the moment?
Yeah.
If you can see, we need
maybe he's going to Bahamas.
Maybe he's going
to Bahamian League.
Maybe this is a lead.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Bahamian dream, is that really a dream? Do you think
it's a dream? It's a dream,
but not maybe football.
No, maybe
dream. I hope it's Belgium.
Just a dream.
I hope it's Belgium. I don't know why.
Okay,
but like, I like Belgium. So for me, Belgium is always fun. But if it's not, it doesn't matter. But Belgium is cool.
So if I sign this club, I will have to come back and tell you because why I think
if you sign for this club, you will get us tickets and we will come and see the
premiere.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what will happen.
Then the next step, maybe not the next, but the episode will be in that country.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well, why
cool.
not? If that would be awesome if we had a follow up in that place. That
yeah,
would be
exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
But then we never would call it a shitty club.
No, of course not. We're not doing it either. It's just Sonneby doing it. It's just funny. And I'm not calling it shitty. It's shitty. Because that's
not
the truth.
No, he said city. He said Manchester City.
Yeah,
that
a city club. Yeah.
Exactly.
I say realistic dream club.
Yeah, but that's nice.
No, but I remember when I spoke that, and I think that is the way to see everything. You have realistic dreams, and then you have, of course, I mean, and I don't think that for you, as I said, if you get signed to Manchester United, seriously, where Schneiderlin is not playing. I mean, nobody's playing. It's difficult to get into Manchester United.
Yeah, that's true.
So talking about.
But last time you were here, you told us about your love for United.
Yeah.
And, you know, things have been going pretty well since then.
Yeah, how do you feel now? It's funny to share on United.
Yeah.
It's like the first time since Sir Alice were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But of course, the results are there, but when it comes to, you know, the way they're playing, are you satisfied?
I'm getting there.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they were, like, good against Arsenal, but they got 1-1, and now in the last games they've been okay, but at least they have started to win. It's like six or seven games now. Six in the Premier League, I think, and one more in the Cup.
Yeah, that's true.
It's still way better than Van Gaal time.
Yeah.
I think that is the most, you know, happy for United supporters. That at least they're winning, they're getting points, it looked good. Good form, good patch of form for many games. That hasn't been for like 3 years.
Yep.
And then under Van Gaal, even when they got results, three games maybe, it still looked so boring.
Yeah.
So now at least a couple of games look good.
And also a lot of players contributing. You know, it looks more like a team.
Definitely.
It used to be, you know, in the beginning of this spell, it was all about Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Paul Pogba.
Yeah.
But now we're seeing, you know, Mkhitaryan coming up and Martial putting in a really good effort.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's nice to see them functioning.
And they needed to come top four because...
Yeah. Is that a realistic dream?
Yeah, that's the realistic dream for Manchester United. I don't care about the league
and
this year, but
and
to play Champions League next year would be.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did this last week in the pod. So we said, could you just try to predict the top four in Premier League?
Chelsea.
Yeah. So you see them as a winner still?
Yeah, winner or second place.
Yeah.
And then I think Liverpool will make it this year.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, United, of course. And
you don't want to hurt that deal. You're
no, I know who shares for Tottenham.
I like it.
Then I say 50-50, Tottenham or City.
I think,
okay, so Arsenal is out.
I think they will come fifth place.
It's
then it's Tottenham
year.
Or City will end up sixth place.
This year is so difficult because of the sole reason that nobody is really playing completely shit.
No.
Like last season, Chelsea were out.
Yeah.
And
United,
you know,
United
were not good.
Yeah.
And nobody was really playing. You know, and Tottenham was still a surprise last season, but this season there is really six teams now that are in the mix. There's now a six team, and there's this mini league up there with Chelsea leading it. But
if I would guess today, I would say that City and Arsenal would miss it.
Yeah,
if you look at their last games.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but that's
that's today. But
that's just an unbelievable thought, isn't
it?
That City and Arsenal go and miss Champions League, but Arsenal haven't missed for so long. And
but is it really?
But like Tottenham is really good. United is really good.
I mean, traditionally for the league, it's pretty. I think last season was pretty amazing because that was the first time. I mean, for a while that it was a top four.
Yeah,
and it never broke. You know, City, Chelsea, Arsenal, United. It never broke, and then all of a sudden City got rich. And
United got shit.
And at the same time, Tottenham started playing well. So for Tottenham, it was a bad life because Liverpool were bad. We would have been the fourth team if it was still status quo. And then we became good and City got money. So all of a sudden, it's six teams. And it's just... And last season was the first time that you could see, like, okay, the top four or whatever, it's really breaking again. The new top four, the Chelsea, City, United, Arsenal.
Yeah.
That's also gone now that it's for sure every season.
Yeah, but this is like the first time, the six teams. Now it's top six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been like three teams automatic and then two teams maybe battle for fourth. But now it looks really
and
tough.
And talking about this league, what a result yesterday for this league. For the, you know, for the kind of suspension and, you know, it almost felt like even if Tottenham drew that one, Chelsea will surely just, you know, take this easy. But I'm not sure anymore. I still believe Chelsea played a pretty good game.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people said after the game was this. Listen, Chelsea have 13 straight wins. They're still favourites. This is probably one amongst three games for them which is most difficult this season they're going to have. They're not in Champions League. So the most difficult games for them is City away, Arsenal away, Tottenham away, Liverpool away, United away.
Yeah.
Those are the five most difficult games.
Yeah.
And this was probably the one. Tottenham in form. Tactically, it suits Tottenham okay to play Chelsea than other team. So I think this is probably the hardest place they could go to play. Even with the stats, they have 49, only 4 losses in 49 games. It doesn't matter. Every year, this year, it's different. It was a tight game in Stamford Bridge. So I think they will look at the games and see, like, we could have lost this game. We did. Just go on. Because if they keep on winning against the other teams as they had, they're still going to win the league.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, and like you said, they don't play Champions League, and that's an advantage in the league.
Huge advantage. And as we said, I don't want to like brag along, but Tottenham is a good team. And everybody who's been seeing them, at least since Pochettino came, know that on their day, they're really difficult to beat. They're best among, together with Liverpool, best at winning the ball back. They got a very tight defense. They organize when they want to. Like this game was a very...
Good enough for the league title. As I think Pochettino said this morning.
In this league, I think these 6 teams, I think all of them can...
So, yes.
Yeah, I think yes. I thought so last season and end as well, that we have something different from the other team. We don't have the biggest stars, maybe, but if nobody's injured, our starting 11 is as good as anybody's in Premier League. I'm 100% of saying that.
Yeah, I agree.
If everybody is in form and fit... I think that's one of the... I mean, the defense-wise, we look the best in the league now with Vertonghen, Alderweireld, and then Rose and Walker.
Rose and Walker is really good.
And now when we play as wing-backs, Rose and Walker look amazing. And Rose, I would say, is world-class in this position, left-back. He's world-class, or left wing-back. I don't see many... He runs and runs. He's technical. He's strong.
So fast.
I would say he's one of the best in the Premiership. And I'm not going to say if that's world-class or not.
No, I would say at the moment...
Way of playing, right? So we have seen the Spurs team come out in Europe and fail again after again and again. So I'm just thinking that there's a totally different
pace. But Rose
pace.
Has not been bad in any of the... And
but Tottenham missed also Europa League in...
No, they came in third. And those games... It doesn't matter if we play bad. That's what I'm saying. I would never say that Walker is world class, because he's not. He's a very good Premier League defender.
Yeah.
He's good at that pace and that team. But Rose, same thing in European Championship. I think the only player that came with some dignity from the England squad was Rose.
Yeah.
From that squad as well. Because he can play differently. He can play different formations. He's a left winger originally. I remember the first couple of games when he was like in the League Cup under 21 in Tottenham was left wing. Then we loaned, even at Arsenal when he scored his debut Premier League goal, he was employed as a right winger because we didn't have a right winger. Scored that game. Then we loaned him out to Sunderland to play him as a left back. He played there and then he came back. So he's versatile. He knows the positions. I think he's got great stamina. He doesn't get injured that often.
Yeah.
I think he's world class. He can play in different ways.
No,
I think he's
no doubt a really good player. What do you think?
And like wing backs is the one thing that United is missing.
Yeah, that's
they could really need like.
Yeah. And what do you think about the center halves you have in your team as well? You know, is it good enough? Is anyone good enough? Is Smalling really?
I think Bailly is good enough.
I don't think so, man.
I'm not saying
he's not good, but I'm not. He's not world class.
I'm just saying
he's so aggressive.
He's too aggressive.
Yeah,
he's too aggressive.
He should have red card almost every game.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's
not a good position player as well. You know what saves him is his speed.
And understand me correctly. I would say from the defenders you have, center half to United.
Yeah,
I will get rid of everybody except for Bailly and Smalling because they are good enough to play in that level team. I don't think that I should build a partnership with the two of them as a rock solid partnership, no, but they should definitely be in the squad, as I would keep Dyer or even Wimmer at Spurs. I don't think Wimmer is world class, but he's good to have as a third, fourth alternative. You can't have world class players at number 4. I mean,
Alderweireld
wouldn't sit in Chelsea as number 4 and play 10 games a season.
No.
So I'm just saying, for that level, Smalling and Bailly is good enough for that.
Yeah,
to get odd games
I agree,
here and there.
But they need
their Vidic.
So, Anders, exactly. So who do you realistically think United should go for maybe in the summer when it comes to that position?
Like the dream player, but now he's been injured, would be Boateng, I would say.
Okay.
I think he's the best central defender in the world.
Yeah, he's probably one of the best.
And
I don't think he's a Mourinho player.
So many.
Yeah,
like central defenders. But I
never...
He's the best
one
ever.
He's so important.
But that would be the real dream player to get.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe, you know, with his history in City as well, maybe that won't go, you know, that won't be an easy transfer.
And I don't see him as a Mourinho.
I don't think he will come, but if I could
I don't see
wish for one player.
I don't see him as a Mourinho signing either.
But the other one would be, but now he's playing, would be Varane.
Yeah,
yeah, Varane.
That would also be.
He's
like
been linked to United before as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And with Mourinho, he played him and hasn't been playing so much. But this year, he started to play.
Yeah.
Not now only Pep is going away. It says in the newspapers, and
I think Varane is no way, because Zidane has, even when he was youth coach, was saying that no, Varane is the future of Real Madrid. Is so the future, And now, when Pep is getting old, he's a young. And Sergio Ramos is getting older. I think Varane, he will no way in hell let him go.
Not now. Years ago he was
maybe
on
like
the
one,
way, maybe.
Maybe even 1 year ago it was possible. Now I think it's
since Zidane took over, then he's not coming.
How about this straight curveball? How about after this season, Manchester City do a clear out in defense, and Pep says that, you know, Kompany is too injured, I don't need him anymore. How about him making the switch over to Old Trafford? Because I think he would suit Mourinho pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good player, but
he's injured.
There's a really big but.
Yeah.
Because he's injured all the time.
Yeah. At the moment, the last year it's been that way. But before that, it wasn't that way.
No, but he's getting older as well.
Yeah,
so, you know.
But that would be.
Oh, is he born 86?
85.
85,
yeah.
So, yeah, he's getting a bit old, but he's Premier League experienced. If he would be unfit, I think that would be a good match. I don't think it's happening. But I don't think Pep is going to keep him.
I don't know what Pep is going to do, really.
I think
now they have problem also.
Yeah, I actually think City...
If I would Pep,
yeah,
I would sell all their defenders except for
Stones. Okay, but
I'm not joking. Yeah. I don't think any of them... especially the way he's going to play.
Yeah.
I mean, Clichy, are you joking? There's no way.
And how can you buy Stones for... 400 million.
Yeah, it's,
well, it's
him.
Yeah,
he played there.
It's too much money. It's too early. I understand.
And it's not the kind of player he want.
No, I think it's a profile they want.
The
profile they wanted was a young, Premier League experienced defender, preferably English, because they need the quota for the England.
Yeah.
Some player needs to be English at least. So I think Sterling fitted well for that profile as well. Then if that's a correct profile, I don't know. But they need 1, 2, 3 young British players who's going to stay there. They don't need British players like Milner and all the fillers. They had fillers just for the numbers.
That's true.
They need 4 players who are English at least.
I totally agree when it
and
comes to, you know, the summer and everything.
Yeah.
But what would you do if you were Pep right now?
Right
because
now?
Looking at City and just seeing
it can spiral.
You can need like 1 or 2 defenders who can play his way of football, and also at least one in central midfield.
And you know, of course this won't happen, but should he change something tactically in his team? Because it doesn't look good.
It's not working.
No, it's not working.
I think
at all.
He should, like we talked about last time, he should buy Verratti. I think he's the best one in the position.
Yeah.
So
I love Verratti. I don't want him to buy Verratti. Because I want him to Milan when we have money. So.
But if I would be Pep, I would buy Verratti. That would like solve 20% of the problem.
Yeah, I agree.
Just with
I
him.
Totally agree.
He was linked yesterday to Juventus again. His agent said he's not staying at PSG.
Yeah.
And he wants maybe go back to Italy because he's never really played Serie A. He's only played Serie B.
Yeah, Juventus retargeting him. They've been targeting him since before PSG. And also, you know, now Witzel chose to go to China.
Isn't it such a typical... Wouldn't that be just so... It feels so perfect and typical that Verratti will go to Juventus.
No, but I don't want it.
I know you don't want it, but I mean, if you look at the way transfers go and stuff, you know, he's been out of Italy.
And I want him to
he's still
Premier
really
League
young,
because
you
I don't watch.
That, right?
He's still 24?
Born 92, I think.
He's 24.
That's what I said.
No, but
everybody said the same thing.
Exactly. No, but I'm just thinking, you know, Arsenal, I think, you know, talking about the Premiership again, I think Arsenal will come back as they always do because they have a solid, they have a team and they have a philosophy that all the players and, you know, the whole club, they know what
they
how they play.
Tradition to end up also.
City, they're
out
in the woods, man. They're out in
the
woods.
What the fuck's going on?
No GPS, no phone, no nothing.
But isn't football strange? He comes and you say, oh, he need time. He needs no time to win 8 games in a row or something. Yeah. And you think like, what? How the hell did he transition so quick?
Yeah.
And then when he tinkers, because he tinkers all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he tinkered his way out of a winning formula. Yeah. I don't know what the hell happened after. And he's so stubborn now. Because everybody knows now when you play City that when Otamendi or one of these, any of the defenders have, any of the four
almost
defenders,
anyone of the back
put
six.
Pressure, if they have,
even the midfield.
Exactly. Even if Fernandinho is playing, same thing.
If Yaya fucking Touré has the ball, so, just jog along and take the ball from him.
So I think if he can,
fucking depressing,
and for me,
man.
And for me, I mean, listen, City's way, and this is not Pep's fault, this is the whole, their tradition of buying defenders has been shocking. I mean, you Mangala
are
30 million plus, Otamendi 30 million plus.
Are we starting to see a trend though? You know, these kind of clubs without the you know, the historical big tradition clubs like City and PSG, both in deep trouble right now. Do you think this has deeper roots, like organizational roots as well? You know, when times get tough, you don't have, you know, the right kind of experience. You just buy coaches, you just buy players, and you don't have, you know, the safe, you don't have that safe feeling, you know? Because if you have one of these big clubs, let's say that Bayern München today would lose 3 in a row, everyone here knows that they would bounce back, right? Even if it was in Europe.
Yeah.
But we don't feel that with PSG.
No,
we don't feel that with City, and I think that has some psychological effect to the players as well.
It has a play as well, but it's how you build teams. If Bayern Munich have had this, even if they change coaches now and again, it's been the same team for 30 years. Who's the director?
Yeah.
The way they pick pick players.
Exactly.
The way they pick players. Like now in United, for instance, it's the first time for a couple of years since when Sir Alex was there, they didn't need great leaders or great, like, experience, good personality, because Sir Alex took care of all of that. He kept them in check, and it was fine. As soon as he left, none of the players that were there were, like, these, you know, winner champions.
Yeah.
The one that Ancelotti, like, the Chelsea, like, you know, the Ballack. You just have a Ballack on the bench because he's a winner, you know. You're going to get something. But now when Pogba is taking a step up, Zlatan's taking a step up, and Mourinho in that mix, you feel like you have a couple of personalities at United that has won everything, that can win everything, and they give that. So I think now that tradition is getting back. But tradition, as we said, it can be lost for 3 years.
Yeah.
As we saw for Alisson.
Especially like in PSG without the history.
Yeah.
So, like when Zlatan left them.
Teams with that we call history usually have had a... Even when they finish 6th or 7th in the league, they're still stable in what they need in the squad or not. They're coming a youngster who seems good at this. We need a good leader. Let's buy one of them. These other teams, PSG and City, they're trying to make this project work in 5 years.
Yeah.
No, 3 years, not 15 years. So it's going to come times in those both history when 4 or 5 players are getting old at the same time. They don't have the youth academy getting through. They don't have a young, the chopping, changing managers. So I think City and PSG is just there at the moment. No, and it's affecting them, not the way Juventus got.
I
want to
see City miss Champions League because I want to see Pep get sacked for the first time ever. And do you think that would happen?
I don't think he'll get sacked if they miss.
No, but
I think it will stay another year unless they like
eight. And it's just because of the name. Okay, if this was any other trainer, coach in the world, maybe no, okay, even Mourinho they would sack him. It's just Pep because he's untouched yet, right?
Hmm?
So
he's dirty, untouched. What does that mean?
Oh, so you've touched him? Okay, this is.
Only when he was sleeping.
I don't know, but
he was in the airport. He was sleeping. He was Frankfurt.
It's always like
missed this. Missed the plane. What the hell? I saw my chance. I didn't film it though. So
you pepped him real good.
I pepped him pretty nice. A place that he didn't even know he could get pepped.
No, what I'm saying is, I just want to see City fail. I don't know why. I don't want to be this nostalgic kind of. Oh, it was better before. But I don't like the project City has.
But
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I like PSG because they had like a Serie A, and they had like a Serie A dream team. I love the players playing when they were good, right?
Yeah.
But now I'm like, just get Berardi out of that sinking ship, and I'm fine.
He would leave them, then they would be such worse team. Then
it's their best player, yeah. And more important,
and someone young, that has the age going for him.
That's
as well.
What I'm saying, you young know, as yeah. well.
I would say the next best player they have is Thiago Motta for sure. He's a really underrated player. Okay, he's like 35
exactly.
now.
I was gonna say he's
so, but he's still really good.
I would say for PSG, since they bought the young players, I think the aim for the future should have been keep Marquinhos and keep Verratti, because those were the two buys where they were thinking about the future.
Yeah.
So if when Marquinhos hasn't been amazing and Verratti, so if they lose him as well, the project they started building 3 years ago is going to just re-scrap it again.
Yeah.
And I don't think City is there and the same. They won't, even if they finish sixth, they're going to keep him there because this is I think they understand that this is what they need. They need some kind of stability, some kind of ground vision, some kind of academy coming through. As you can see, the teams, even that's why it happened at Spurs. We're confident.
And if they would fail this year, City, then they would say that now he's going to pick his own players.
Exactly.
Yeah. And now he's going to build his own squad. And then they're going to give him at least one more year.
Now
he's bought his players.
And I think it's different mentality with the owners as well for the top teams. I think they're starting to understand that there are six good teams here. I think they're understanding it now. Like a couple of years ago, Ancelotti won the double.
Yeah.
Then he finished second and they sacked him. You're like, are you insane? I mean, because back then it was like, if you don't win, you're out.
That's the greatest coach in the history of football.
Yeah, but even if he's won
everything with everyone.
He's
great.
He's a great
AC Milan player and a coach.
First of all,
thank you, Adil, for
that. And not only that, Ancelotti is probably the one. If you talk to player, if you listen to player, he's probably the most loved coach at every club. Owners, supporters, players.
Pizza maker kind of, you know, come in, it's warm here.
Yeah.
You want a capricciosa, what you want. Like, he got that kind of...
So, understand, you have that coach in your team.
Yeah.
He finished second after winning the double.
And he buys everyone pizza.
And not only that, the year they won the double, they won like 7-1, 6-0 in the beginning with that... and then they second, but now you can't do... I think they're starting to... After last year when Leicester won, they're starting to understand that, you know, it's fucking difficult.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you spend 150 million. The other team
has done it like 3 years in a row.
And then City has done it 3 years ago. Yeah. And Chelsea has done it. Liverpool has even done it. Arsenal has done it.
Tottenham also.
Yeah,
like,
and now Tottenham went out and bought Sissoko just as a squad player for 30 million. We didn't spend anything on anybody else. But then we like...
I have a really interesting question.
Shoot.
What about Victor Nilsson Lindelöf to United? Do you want that? Do you believe in that? Do you think he's worth that money?
We start with the money. I don't think anyone, like, he would be like the most expensive or maybe second expensive central defender.
Yeah.
And I think he's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's the player United need.
Okay, so he's not good enough.
Not good enough to be like, because United have like we said before, they have like five central backs who are not world class, but okay.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good Premier League player.
Yeah.
And maybe would like get his place in the team. But I don't think he would be like the number one.
Okay. But do you think it will happen?
And if you read the newspapers and like the last week, I wouldn't say it's going to happen. But
you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. A week ago, I felt more more like it's going to happen because it was before the transfer window opened.
Yeah.
Now that the window opened and still nothing is going on, yeah, you start to wonder.
I would say probably in the summer, though. I don't see...
But, like, was it the last game he wasn't in the squad in?
Yeah, exactly. But I think big transfers like this don't happen in January.
Well,
traditionally
could,
don't, because traditionally, it's so much money, it's so much negotiation.
Yeah, and also now Phil Jones is playing. Now United had...
Yeah, that's
four
true.
Or five.
But do you want to see Phil Jones play? He looks like a running back
not really.
In the NFL or something.
But,
yeah.
But you know the problem with... I agree with him with Lindelof this, but I think he also seemed to be a very good player.
Yeah.
But the problem, if you're going to buy a player, first of all, in January, and second off of that money, you want a player that will, you
that
know...
That will be Varane Boateng.
Not in 2 years, maybe be number one, but try to be number one now.
Yeah.
Only
yeah.
reason he won't be number one is just he need to adapt 1-2 months for the Premier League. Fine.
I don't
know.
It should
know.
Be like 100%.
Yeah. If you buy him January, that means in summer he's
yeah.
planning to play him number one alongside whoever he chooses, Bailly, Smalling, or a new person.
Yeah.
So buying him would be like when they bought Jones and Smalling,
yeah.
somebody who might be able to get
yeah.
into the team.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I think it's awkward. If he gets Lindelof and he sells Jones, Rojo, and whoever, then okay, fine, he buys another one. But if that's his prime target, I agree with you. I think it's a bigger of a risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not... He is really good, but he's not, like, top 5 in the world.
No.
Or maybe not even top... I wouldn't say top 10 in the
no,
world.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely. No. There's nothing
and,
wrong with that. I think Lindelof is
no.
a great player, but top 10, come
no.
on.
Yeah. Top 10 central defenders.
It's too,
and
it's too
like, if
well.
United would buy a player for
look,
400 million or
yeah.
what they're talking
it should
about.
Be top 10.
I mean,
it should be top 10
three,
in the world.
There are 3 players from Juventus in the top 10. Just there. I mean, you see...
Yeah.
And then you have 10 more in Premier League who's better
yeah.
than him. I
yeah.
would never say Lindelof is better
yeah,
than
maybe
Alderweireld.
20, 30.
Who would you say is the best center half in the world, then?
In the world?
Yeah, just give me your favorite, just spontaneously.
Boateng?
Silva for me. I love Silva. I just
yeah.
love him. I think he's just...
Okay. I would say Silva, but I'm thinking that he's not what he used to be.
No, but I just like him as a... I like him...
Yeah.
That's the kind of defender, because
yeah.
he's so... He can play in any system.
Yeah.
He can play in any system.
Yeah,
you.
But I agree. Boateng and Silva are strong
yeah,
choices,
yeah.
but I just
yeah.
need to add one.
Yeah.
Bonucci,
would you say?
No, not Bonucci.
No,
no.
You always talk about him.
I love the way Juventus play their...
Yeah.
You know, their
tell us
back
the name.
Three. Bonucci, Barzagli, Chiellini.
Tell us the name. Chiellini.
I would say Chiellini.
Yeah, you
and I don't like his the
it
way
was stupid,
he plays.
You always
he's
say
really
Chiellini.
Cool. He's aggressive,
no.
but you know the heart that guy has on a football field. He sometimes, you know, wearing those iconic bloody headbands.
He's
and
a winner, Chiellini.
He's a really, you know, I like that guy. I do. I don't want to admit it if we have Juventus supporters listening, but he's a hell of a guy. Yeah, so I would say that.
It's fun. I mean, you have to give some credit to some defenders. I think Ramos is just amazing of ending up with scoring goals that are...
Yeah, there's a lot of players.
Yeah, but he's a central defender. He scored... I don't remember any central
defender. Yeah, but
it's defender.
Not about the scoring.
Yeah, but I think
yeah.
it's so impressive with him that he can pop up with his
yeah, and he can score
situation.
Like in all these
yeah, the
so important games.
Final.
He has
yeah.
amazing physique. That's
he's
it. He's probably the best physical...
Yeah,
you know,
he's not
back.
My favorite defender
no.
in the world like that, but I just... That is, for me, he's the only defender I remember since I grew up who not just one or two final. I mean, we're talking finals.
Yeah. Champions League,
yeah.
2 times
Darby's,
against Atletico.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so
Classico.
Many.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually we have a striker maybe having four of those, half of those situations. And he has so many. And it gives him something, you know. I'm not a believer of
God. Do you guys know that Marco Materazzi scored 13 goals in Perugia one season?
That's impressive.
You're stunned, right?
Well, but it happens sometimes.
You're thinking headers, right? No, free kicks in the corner.
Okay, all right.
But wasn't it him who scored this unbelievable own goal also?
Exactly. He's Marco Materazzi, Pazzo. He, you know, some players are... Like Eric Dier, for instance. Mm. When he came up in Tottenham, I thought like...
His first game was a goal.
No, what I was thinking was, okay, this is a sensible... Finally, a kind of sensible English, you know, defensive midfielder with good feet and... Kind of great eyes as well, you know. But now he's a centre back. But what I'm trying
to
say,
the history of him is pretty interesting.
And
but
now he looks a lot more edgy. He does what he does good, but he looks more like a center back, you know, in center half in his touch as well. I don't know.
But you know, the story with him. It's pretty interesting story, Eric Dyer. His grandfather was the FA president in England. He's a football family. But then when he was 11, his parents, for some reason, fell in love with Portugal. His dad went there for work, and we love Portugal.
Swingers club.
So we're going to move to Portugal. So they moved to Portugal when he was 11. So he brought up in Portugal.
Yeah.
So he played for the Sporting Academy.
Yeah.
So he's Portuguese.
He's not Portuguese.
No, all right. Okay. Forget it. So you're not Swedish.
He's not Portuguese.
All right, you're not Swedish then.
I don't want to do
go
this.
Go back to India. Yeah. So he brought up in Portugal, played there, was loaned to Everton when he was 17 because in Sporting they thought he was good, they wanted him to be more edgy.
Okay.
So he went to Everton, he was a little bit too young there, they thought still was good, went back to Sporting, and then Tottenham, 2 years later, decided to buy him because he wanted a ball-playing defender. And he came as a right-back or centre-half. That's where he played in Portugal.
Okay.
He played centre-half and right-back.
All right.
1 year later, he's been playing. First game, his debut against West Ham, he started as a centre half. We got red carded. He switched to right back. End of the game, I don't know why he's running into the box, scores his debut goal in 19th minute. We one man down. He scores from right back. It's just where. Then a couple of games, he filled in right back when Walker got injured. Filled in a centre half because he was still 20. We're young. Next season, we sell couple of players here and there, and Tottenham saying we badly need a defensive midfielder. Levy, the owner, says to Pochettino, okay, what defensive midfielder do you want? He said, you know what, I don't need a defensive midfielder because I'm going to make Dyer my defensive midfielder. It's like, has he played there before? He's like, he's going to be a defensive midfielder. Preseason starts, he's playing him defensive midfielder. We're like, what the hell is this? Well, why didn't we buy a defensive midfielder?
Yeah.
We need one badly. And then he played him, and that's one season Dyer played in centre midfield.
Okay.
And then he came to England to play centre midfield. He's not a midfielder. He's a defender / right back. He's become a midfielder now. So now the problem for Dyer in Tottenham is he's one of those Carragher early days, jack of all trades.
Yeah.
He's second best at right back. He's third best at centre half. He's second best at defensive midfield now.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a room, but when everybody's fit, if you play a 4-2-3-1, you don't play Dyer. You play Wanyama and you play Vertonghen and Alderweireld and you play Walker.
Yeah.
But in the back three, then you play Dyer. And he has become more and more tougher now. So when he was in Sporting, he was never a technical midfielder. So when he played in Tottenham midfield as well, he's good at hitting balls like Alderweireld, but he's not quick and technical.
Yeah.
He's a brick wall who can hit balls.
Okay.
So I think Wanyama...
In next episode of Eric Dyer's Life, Adil and Eric Dyer gets married and adopt a Portuguese child. Okay, Anders, back to you, our guest. I got an interesting question yesterday, actually, and someone asked me, which three football players, Swedish football players, are the best right now? And I'm like, I'm stunned. I don't know. I just have one.
Are you talking about Allsvenskan or the Swedish national team?
Lindelöf, Forsberg.
Okay, but let him fucking answer.
And number one, we don't even need to talk about.
Okay, but
you.
Exactly.
Okay, so forget about Zlatan.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's
we can
look
talk about our second best.
Let's look at our national team. Okay.
Yeah.
So, which three players would you rank like? These are the best.
Like, what they've done this year, I would say Forsberg by far.
Okay.
He's not been so amazing in the national team, but what he's done in his club, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
They're behind, not maybe the last game when he...
Linked with Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For 225 million or something. Yeah.
Again, it was linked last year as well.
I think that's a good decision, if they have Klopp. But okay, so second...
And then Nilsson Lindelöf, of course.
Okay, now we agree, because these two I also like. Okay, Emil Forsberg by far, and Lindelöf has been really good.
I would say the third best is Albin Ekdal. But it's been having problem with like injuries, and now he's not playing so much.
Not the best team to go to as well.
No, he needs to play, but I would say that he's number three.
He's definitely number three based on talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on talent, he's definitely number three as well. I think these three are the most talented players we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These three are the only players that we have that I feel can play in a big team.
And take you to the next level.
I need to put one name in here. And he's went to like... If I could just tell him, why did you go to Palermo? It's Hiljemark. For me, when he came to Italy, even before, when he was captain in the under-21s as well, he is... he's a really, really good player. But he came to Palermo, and Palermo is maybe the craziest club we have in the top flight in everywhere in the world. You know, they
for
have
for years.
Some, yeah, you somebody see the president is talking.
Yeah, he's stupid,
but he's entertaining.
I hope, because it was rumored.
Italy always has one team.
No, they have ten.
At least
they have
ten. They at least have one team that has somebody who's like, well, he's a joke. It's somebody like put a spell on him, like that. Like it's somebody who came from Looney Tune.
It makes it so interesting.
It's
man.
So interesting. I love it. Yeah. I love those. And even when they buy clubs in England, like in Leeds, he's still nuts. Yeah. He's a nutcase. Yeah. He's a nut. I mean, it's so funny.
It's the a interviews lot of wine, amaretto.
Can you say in the interview that my coach is a fucking idiot? I'm gonna put a chicken up his ass and see what happens. And then he leaves. And that's that kind of the interview they give. Like, amazing.
No, but. It was rumored yesterday that Atalanta is talking.
Yeah, I also read it. Like,
and Atalanta is a great club to be in. Right now they are
like 5-6 in the league, or even
they're in number 6 spot, and they've been really, really good. And you know, as far as the club goes, they're well organized as well, so you can really prosper there, I guess. So I hope something could happen for him.
Yeah.
And of course, we have Alexander Isak coming up. Let's see what happens with him.
But that's a big, still, if, you know. He could get injured.
And if you only would look at the talent, I would say that Robin Quaison
is well. Yeah, and so was Nabil Bahou.
He was the same.
But
they
have
like two
know,
steps to do show for everyone.
Yeah. That's what I'm just saying. These are guys that we are like, oh, they have talent, but...
Hoffenheim wants Quaison. I just
no, but I'm not saying these are good talent. Yeah. But are we talking? If we're talking, you know.
But we're talking about our national team.
If you're talking national team, then fine.
But was in the team before he went to Saudi Arabia or?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think Forsberg could, if he takes every, if you know, things go his way, he could be one of the most prolific.
But it all depends.
He has everything.
But like, what he's gonna do next year, or next 2-3 years,
exactly,
and which club he goes to?
He should go to Liverpool. I promise you, it would be.
But
success.
Whose place would he take?
Yeah,
that's the big.
Problem. I think he's better than Firmino. I think Firmino.
But Firmino plays in Liverpool.
Yeah,
he only plays as number 9.
Yeah, but okay, where do you think they would play in that kind of formation? He would play him in the exact same role where Firmino plays. I promise you. Where would he play?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
He's a number 10. He's a proper number 10.
Like a left winger in Sweden who can go.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm saying in Liverpool, I agree a little bit with him. I mean, Mane and Coutinho
are
unmovable.
I agree. If he would go there, I think he would play like Coutinho. But Coutinho is too good.
Unmovable. I see Coutinho going to Barcelona.
If that happens, if that happens,
then Forsberg will come.
Yeah. If that happens, that's if he goes. I mean, let's see if Liverpool's squad is the same.
Yeah.
And you just add Emil Forsberg there in the summer, then I think he made a huge.
No, but they won't do.
But
it
if
like
you could
that.
Take one away and put him in his place, then
absolutely.
I would put.
If they sell Coutinho, run over there.
Yeah.
Because then in behind the striker, we're talking Lallana and these players. You know, Lallana is good and everything, but that's only one.
Yeah.
I'm not talking five of them because Origi and all of them, the strikers. You
know,
they're
not strikers. The same. Yeah.
Sturridge
and Mané is also he's running and he's so fast.
I would like to see Forsberg in Italy. I just
you want to see everyone there.
Yeah, you want to see everyone in Italy. I'm so happy that Anders is here
today. As I told you before,
last week,
I go to shitty club in Italy, then I would come.
Like,
don't let it be Italy.
Anders,
listen, I'm telling you, your play will not suit in Italy, right? I mean, there are all.
Why are you
bastards.
Discussing this with him?
Because if he's
but he's almost
sack your
there.
Agent if you go to Italy, right?
No, why?
Sack him. Go to any other league. I mean, he won't make more money in Italy, and he won't have a better time in Italy.
But he would have a better time.
He would
time.
Not have a better
he
time.
He would have a better
there
time.
There are morons.
I could say
there are
I'm a football
man.
Professional
yeah,
in
he
Italy.
Might, just remember who the chairman is, right? He could be. Everything sounds good. The contract,
don't go to Palermo.
The contract is signed. Everybody's a nutcase in that league. Are you kidding me? You signed your contract, get there, and they're like, what are you doing? You're like, what do you mean?
We have 65 players here.
The contract is off. What do you mean? Because you have a melon in your hand. You shouldn't use. And then you're on. You know, no, don't go there. Okay.
But okay. So, okay. A last question for Anders. Okay. If you okay, listen to this. If you were to go to a holiday and you had only two choices to go on holiday. Only two countries. Norway or Denmark. Which country would you go for holiday?
For holiday, I would go to Norway.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
Fuck it. I would, yeah. But no, I would go to Denmark, I think.
Why?
I love Copenhagen.
But
I think that tells something.
You think he's going to Norway?
We don't know. I just for holidays. I'm not going to say anything more.
If you and me discuss this for a second, when we saw Sonneby here, we talked about what would be good.
Yeah.
Norway, Denmark would be good, but I don't think he had it under realistic dream scenario.
Yeah. No. He had Denmark and Norway.
I think he had it as a good option, but I don't think realistic dream.
He had it. We can just go back. Or you can help us.
I don't remember what I said, but...
I think it's further south.
Dreams change, man.
I think it's going further south.
Are you going further south?
Can I
bring my...
I think we should stop talking about this book.
Okay,
cool.
We're not going to mess up his deal.
Yeah,
man.
I think...
Because before it's a signed deal, then...
Yeah, of course. Sorry, man. So it's just a deal. Yeah.
Okay. When it's signed, then...
We discussed this long... Well, we got FA Cup in the weekend, of course. Game
no,
on Friday.
No one gives a shit about the FA Cup.
I think it's fun sometimes when it comes to semifinal.
I'm just waiting for, you know, the Italian league and every other league to...
When it's Champions League, it's in February.
In February, so...
So it's just been English going on now, but soon the leagues are coming up. Yeah. In the weekend, it's even FA Cup. That's why I don't like when FA Cup take over league weekends. That's the problem for me. That because then becomes almost like internationals. Because,
I don't like
international
the
is the word.
Yeah, that's the word. International is
I
the
rarely,
word.
I
like the cup if they come in
the
midweek.
FA Cup final. I rarely watch that one. No, because if they're playing midweek, it's always when Serie A is going as well.
But you know why
I don't want to see fucking Wrexham or I don't want to see these shitty teams.
Do you know what country Wrexham is in?
I don't give a fuck.
Do you know what country it is in?
What?
It's in Wales, Wrexham.
Okay, so they can play the FA Cup.
Yeah, of course, Swansea plays. Yeah. I mean, you decide just what...
Whatever, man.
Yeah. But it's fun if you watch the team. Like, for us as a United Tottenham supporter, the Cup is really fun. Like, League Cup, I love it because if you put second team up, love those games. So you can see the youngsters
and
stuff
like
that.
And it's so fun for Arsenal because they win a title.
Yeah, exactly.
You're laughing like you're winning titles all the time.
And the same with me.
League Cup.
But still got a trophy cabinet, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they have
one. You got a great trophy
cabinet. Yeah, they have one from LB. It's a Swedish company that it has... It's not a cabinet if you have one fucking title, man.
We have one title.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, if that's true, it's true.
And by that, I would like to say thank you. I'm Kunal. Thank you, Anders.
Put your pants back on.
Okay.
Put your pants back on. Please.
Anders, hopefully next time we see you.
Yeah.
We hear from you. We know which club you're playing in, right?
I hope the same, and then we will take this pod in that country.
Yeah.
Don't move to Iceland. Actually, I would like to go to Iceland. So, okay, go to Iceland.
Yeah, we can send him to Iceland.
But I don't think Iceland's a realistic dream club. No.
Take Lafnjakir.
Okay. Yeah. Just don't.
That just sounded like we revert something.
Just don't go to Italy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Anders.
Thanks,
Anders. And good luck. And we'll talk to you very soon.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.